Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Well, actually, good morning, good afternoon, whatever day of the week it is. As I have said many times before, some of you are hearing this program other than a Sunday when the program airs on PCJ. So, hello, and, well, whatever time it is. Anyway, very nice to have you with us today. We are here, but we're technically not here, meaning this is one of those programs that actually we recorded in advance, actually last week, because it is Chinese New Year. We're actually right in the middle of it right now. Rather, I should say the end of it, because everybody is back at work tomorrow on the 6th of February. And then we actually have a little bit of time before we actually have another holiday coming up. But that one is not as long. It's only about 3 days. But one of the advantages, though, I have to say, with a holiday like Chinese New Year is, well, we had New Year's and Christmas, but things were still relatively busy. But the advantage, of course, with Chinese New Year is that Taipei becomes somewhat of a ghost town, almost, if you compare it to normal times. Now, if you have the app on your mobile phone, Google Maps, you may know a feature that they introduced some time ago, where if you open up, let's say, the city or wherever you're located, it'll show three different colors on the roads. Green, meaning everything is fine. Yellow, meaning slow. And, of course, red, if there's a traffic jam. Now, if you look at Taipei, during the daytime hours, our daytime hours, you'll find a fair amount of red. But the last few days, and I'm saying this as if we recorded the show this week, but I mean it's actually last week. But if you look at Chinese New Year, during the daytime, you'll notice that it's almost all green. So if you are, let's say, in Europe or North America, you check and say morning hours our time. Morning hours, I say, after, say, 2 hours UTC. Just check Google Maps, look at Taipei, you'll see a lot of red. And then, just before you go to bed, which is the time that we're waking up, you check again, which will be around 19 hours UTC, and you'll notice a big difference. It'll be almost all green. But during Chinese New Year, of course, it's actually mostly green, which is quite nice, because I've been taking the opportunity this year, which I will do, and what I've done in the past, to do some traveling. But anyway, let's have a piece of music. And the song we're going to begin with today is Another Cup of Coffee, Frank Ifield.
Another cup of coffee, another cigarette, another hour of memories, so very hard to forget. How your crazy loving arms held me so tight. Another cup of coffee, another lonely night. Another dime in the jukebox, another sad, sad song. All the time I'm thinking, another dream gone wrong. That dream where you used to say our love is so right. Another cup of coffee, another lonely night. Baby, I don't blame you for walking out on me, 'cause the way I cheated on you, I deserve this
misery, another love has found you. He's such a lucky guy. Another's arms around you. I'm so sad I could cry. Baby, if you don't come back, I know what's inside. Another cup of coffee, another lonely night. Misery, another love has found you. He's such a lucky guy. Another's arms around you. Oh, I'm so sad I could cry. Oh, baby, if you don't come back, I know what's inside. Another cup of coffee, another lonely night. One more cup of coffee, another lonely night. Another cup of coffee, one more lonely night.
Frank Ifield and singing about another cup of coffee. One of the things that they introduced in Taiwan this year to alleviate traffic on the major freeways, and that is, traffic control doesn't work, but if you're in a car by yourself, you cannot get on the freeway. You have to be minimum two people. And it hasn't really worked as they had planned. Yeah, but, hopefully things will get a little better. Anyway, very nice to have you with us. Now, we are in February, which means Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And we are planning to do something on that day, and all the music will be related to love. And then the week after, we're going to do our divorce special. No, maybe we should. That would cover everybody, whatever. You have the love show and then the divorce show. A number of years ago, when I was working at China Radio International, we had one of our presenters, Tina, and she did the slot from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. And one of the hours of those three was called the Love Hour. And she would be presenting the program, playing the cheesiest, annoying love songs probably of all time. And she would change her voice when doing it. So instead of her normal chipper self, she'd come on, "Hello, and welcome to the Love Hour," and all this kind of nonsense. And she would sometimes look through the window and make faces, think, basically saying to herself, and when she come out of the studio, "Oh, I can't believe I did that." Thank God one day the program director said, "Tina, you're going to stop the Love Hour." And she went, "Yes, time for a celebration." Because she said after a while, she said she felt that that 1 hour, because she'd done it for a number of years, she felt that she was in a perpetual wedding party. And if anybody's has gone to any type of wedding reception before, you will know there are certain songs that are always played at every wedding. It doesn't matter if it's here in Asia or in Europe or North America, there are certain songs that they will always play. And usually it's the sappiest, love songs you can imagine. And I always felt that if they're going to play a love song, let's say for a wedding or something like that, they should play something that's a love song but doesn't come across like a love song. The one that comes to mind is the one we're going to take a listen to now. It was composed by George Harrison of the Beatles, and he recorded it for the album Abbey Road. But when the Beatles split, he continued to record the song. The one that we're going to take a listen to now is George Harrison with Eric Clapton, Something on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
She knows.
Something, a song composed by George Harrison and performed there by George Harrison and Eric Clapton, recorded live in Tokyo, Japan in 1974. Now, some of you have been writing in over the last couple of months, both December and January, asking about our continuing series from the Radio Netherlands Archives. Well, the new series of From the Radio Netherlands Archives is coming very soon, and we will have all the details on that when they become available. And Paulette McCrory will be presenting another round of the program, and we have more stuff available as well. So stay tuned for that. I have no idea what she has planned for it, because when the idea for the series came about, first initially I was going to be hosting it, but I couldn't do it because I was busy doing a television series, which it seems I've taken a break and we're starting again for the next series. So I handed it to Paulette, and she was going through everything. And for the next series of the program, she found some really interesting things, really, really interesting things that people would not normally associate with Radio Nederland. So you'll have to find out what all that is about. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of music, and then we're going to go into our own archives with something that we discovered that we had, and we had no idea. But a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago, actually it's more than a couple years ago, about four years ago, we acquired a whole series of radio programs by Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. And I thought that today it would be a good time to run one of them, as we are in a holiday right now. So we'll bring that to you in just a moment. But first, Nelson Riddle and the theme to The Naked City.
Thank you.
Nelson Riddle and his orchestra and the theme to The Naked City. Well, a few years ago, we had given to us a whole bunch of open reel tapes from a syndicated radio series that was produced between 1960 and I think 1962, the tapes are actually from that period. The program actually ran a lot longer. It's Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Now, you may be familiar with the albums that they'd recorded together with Billy May, and they even toured together for a long time and had hits like On a Slow Boat to China. Well, they decided to do a radio series, and it was called the Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney Show. Now, something interesting about it, though, is that the program itself wasn't recorded in a studio. The program we're going to take a listen to is Episode 5 from March 1960. And Rosemary Clooney was expecting at the time. And the music had already been recorded, but the whole show itself was recorded. All the talking bits was recorded at her home in Los Angeles. So going into the archives, and by the way, there is a little bit of tape flutter at the beginning of it, because it is an old tape, it's the original tape. The Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney Show from March 1960.
Rosemary Clooney, presented by Fells and Company and General Electric Light Bulbs.
What's your song, Bing?
Well, it's a little Andalusian anthem called In a Little Spanish Town.
You're quite an authority on little Spanish towns, aren't you?
Yes, I know quite a bit about the big Spanish ciudades, too. As a matter of fact, I motored leisurely through Spain not too long ago. I just wanted to sort of get in the proper mood and pick up an attitude to sing numbers of this type.
Well, think of that.
Pretty engrossing, huh?
Really, it's amazing the amount of effort and time and study we singers go through before we can deliver a number properly.
You bet. No question about it, Rosie. Singing is, well, it's work. It's hard, hard, introspective work.
I know. Like motoring leisurely through Spain, huh?
Rosie, would you believe me? Now, I want you to really listen to this. I spent 3 months in Paris one time just to get myself in condition to sing April in Paris.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I heard you sing April in Paris. And it seems to me I heard a slight clinker or two in your rendition.
I think I must have overtrained. You see, I spent so much time getting in condition, I might have gotten out of condition, sort of left all my fight in the training camp.
Yeah, that can happen in Paris.
Ooh, quite often. But despite the many distractions in Paris, the arts, you'll agree, always flourish.
Oh, yes, the arts do flourish in Paris, but I don't think Amour takes a back seat, do you?
Well, that's a point for discussion, Rosemary, but I'll have to defer my answer if it seems that I've just got to concern myself now with the moment of truth.
You're going to slip into your Toreador outfit and sing in a little Spanish town, huh?
Exactly. Ole!
Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Stars were peekabooing down, 'twas on a night like this. I whispered, be true to me, and she sighed, she sees. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Thank you. turn to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this.
You know, Rosie, the other day, you told me to bring home some gentle fells to make washing dishes less of a problem.
Yes, did you find it?
Certainly. Every grocer has it. I just want to report that our dishwashing expert said gentle fells is the greatest, the most, the answer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she love the way it went right to work on those dishes? Grease and stains just slip off.
Yes, sir, this performance was truly exceptional, but the encore is what had the girls bravoing.
The encore?
The after effect. The way the glasses and dishes dried to a sparkle and the way their hands looked.
I know. Gentle Fells has lanolin D that protects your hands.
Well, don't they all?
Goodness, no. Gentle Fells is the only dishwashing detergent that does contain lanolin D. Lanolin D is the very essence of skin beauty, you know. And it has been added to Gentle Fells' clear golden liquid to keep hands soft and lovely.
And I suppose, quite naturally to you girls, that's most important, huh?
You don't want us to go around with hands looking cracked and raw, do you? Gentle Fells prevents tattletale hands.
You might even say Gentle Fells cushions your hands while it cleans your dishes.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So girls, get Gentle Fells next time you're at the store.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes and Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry. Ladies, why not jot those names down on your grocery list right now?
I've got them jotted down, Bing.
Well, you're a nice lady. And an intelligent lady to do so, Rosie. Incidentally, you happen to have a song jotted down there on your notepad?
I surely have. Always got a song jotted down and ready to go.
There we have it, then. And by the way, I think that song should be gentle.
Oh, I've got one as gentle fells. Tenderly. That gentle enough?
That is way, way gentle. Just the song.
The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in by sea and mist, tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me. Took my love so tenderly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips. You took my love so tenderly.
Rosemary?
Yes, Ben.
I don't know if I've told you lately how nice it is to be working with you and to have you here to add your dulcet, your bell-like tones to my drab funereal groan.
Oh, now you don't have to run yourself down like that, Bing.
It's not the thing, nothing at all, Rosie. It's just that Sir Walter Raleigh and me. I'm very gallant, you know. It's my pleasure to fling my cloak down in the mud so you can step on it and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, how chivalrous you are. You belong to that gently bred, polished, well-mannered school of singers that is fast disappearing.
Oh, yes, yes. They call me the Gaylord Ravenel of Palm Desert.
Yeah, there are very few of you left, Bing.
Only a couple of us old beat-up cats. Well, yeah. I guess there's just me and John Charles Thomas, huh?
Yeah, all four of you better than nothing, though.
Definitely. But to step out of my role of the Cavalier Rosie and get down to brass tacks, what are we going to sing?
Oh, let's stay in this romantic mood.
This is a romantic mood, huh?
Mm.
Then I suggest we just couldn't say goodbye, fair lady. I kiss your hand, madame.
I may swoon.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye. When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
So Kathy tells me you've kicked the habit, Bing. Sure was a surprise to me. I never knew you started.
Well, Ken, I'm glad that I've been able to keep a few secrets from you and from the public.
You certainly have. Tell me, Bing, how'd you do it? How did you ever give up bulb snatching?
Oh, that's a pretty sneaky lead into a commercial,
isn't
I'd
it?
Say.
Yeah.
But seriously, I was talking to a psychiatrist, and he told me that a good way to break a habit is to get another habit. So instead of being a compulsive bulb snatcher, I am now a compulsive GE bulb collector. I always have plenty of spare General Electric bulbs on hand.
You mean you carry GE bulbs around all the time in your pockets?
I generally do, but it just happens I left them in my other suit today. Of course, we keep most of our General Electric bulbs on the closet shelf where we can get at them when we need them.
Well, with over 10,000 different types and sizes of bulbs to choose from, your closet must get pretty crowded.
Oh, it looks like Fibber McGee's there someday, but I collect only those General Electric bulbs that we use in our house. For instance, we keep a lot of GE three-way bulbs on hand, so we won't get in the bad habit of putting a one-way bulb into a three-way socket. And, of course, we're just loaded with 60 and 100 watters and all the other sizes we need, including those itty-bitty GE nightlights. Well, you should come and see us, Ken. We're a regular General Electric bulb store.
Well, since you're doing my announcing job for me, Bing, why don't you go ahead and tell the ladies to put General Electric bulbs on their shopping list the next time they go to the store?
Shall do. Ladies, remember, the next time you go past the General Electric bulb display in your store, don't go past it. You stop and buy some. It's easy to see the best bulbs are GE. Little interlude now musically, featuring Buddy Cole and the orchestra.
Thank you.
That's real swingy, buddy, and boys. I call now upon my favorite vocalist. That favorite being, of course, Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Thank you, Bing. And may I say that you're my favorite vocalist, too?
Isn't this a dandy little round robin?
Yes. Have you got the music all set and ready to go?
No. We're going to ad-lib it.
Oh?
We just grabbed something off the rack. Now, how about this one? Something to remember you by.
I'll chance it if you will.
I'll chance it. Till you're returning, so give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, Radio day is over for us, Rosemary. You make a note, though. We meet right here on Monday. Same time, same place.
Should the folks listening make a note, too?
Oh, indelibly. Mm-hmm. Pleasant weekend to you, folks. See you Monday, then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood.
Full-length edition of the Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney Show. What's interesting is, talk about a great act. I mean, it would have been nice to have actually seen them. Sadly, those two legendary performers are no longer with us. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And if you enjoyed that, let us know. And we'll play another one someday after we digitize the tapes. Like I said, we had forgotten about it because none of those 7-inch reels, we have maybe 300 of them, were labeled properly. They just said BC, RC, which is Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney. And a broadcast date on a little piece of paper inside. So we decided to put that one on. And as you notice, the tape was not in very good condition. And how these tapes actually ended up in Taiwan, I found out, is back when that program was being produced, Armed Forces Radio had a station here in Taiwan, and that was one of the shows from the United States that they would actually run on Armed Forces Taiwan Network. So that's how they ended up here. Okay. Time for more music again. We're now going to listen to Roger Whittaker and A Special Kind of Man.
Myself, I'm made of nothing, and my head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I am just an old saran. My brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. He painted scenes of dragons, knights in armor, bold and brave, and shown me how they rescued ladies fair. And I've killed 100 dragons, rescued damsels in distress, and that really isn't bad for a man who wasn't there. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. He's done so much with his fine words to brighten up our lives, with his poems of the working men, their mothers and their wives. Had a short life and a sweet one, had no time to plot or plan. My brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet and a very special kind of man.
Roger Whittaker and A Special Kind of Man. There's a new series that, it's not new. The series has been around for some time, but it's a program that PCJ produces, especially for radio stations overseas, and it's called Say It With Music. And we're going to be adding that to the PCJ broadcast schedule this year. And I thought that now let's take a listen to the Sig tune for that program, and it's performed by Ray Conniff and his singers. Thank you. The Sig Tuned, the PCJ program, Say It With Music. That is a weekly program that we have been producing for some time for radio stations overseas, and we're now going to be putting it to our own schedule. The program is called Say It With Music because it features singers, composers, and musicians from the songbook. Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and singers like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, and many, many others. All right. We're going to leave you today with Marianne Rosenberg and her big hit, Ich bin wie du. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Dir die Freiheit.